Greetings again, and good morning, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Welcome back to another 8M Dynasty, the podcast. The podcast has really been growing. Really appreciate all you guys out there for listening to us. And we just definitely appreciate that. Getting a lot of good feedback and response from you out there. Want to keep the feedback coming. Keep it going, everybody. Thanks for engaging with us. And by the way, we're going to be doing some big things, planning on it, hopefully here in the near future. Got hooked up with a really great TV station that we did an interview with. Actually been wanting to meet with this TV station for a long time. RTV, if you're out there, it's on Channel 78 on Roku and many other platforms out there. You could download it. RTV, O-U-R-TV, based right here out of Oakland, California, the one and only Oakland, California, and it's community-based programs. Got a lot of different programming out there. Want all you guys out there to go download and check out RTV. You can download the app on your phone or just catch it on Channel 78 on Roku and the many other platforms out there. So, and this is going to be a real brief podcast. I'm just going to be rambling a little bit, some thoughts that came to my mind here. It's early morning where I'm at in the AM. And I was just thinking how, you know, over the last few years, it's been really, really interesting. Recently, I finally got to time to take a short weekend trip vacation. And by the way, you know, my co-host Big Cuz, you know, years ago, I've been trying to connect with this TV station for years. As I was trying to brand and get my social media going. And because through some mutual friends of ours, as our community, the black community is, and particularly our city out here in Oakland, is very, very small. It's only like three degrees or less of separation from one person to the next. If you don't know somebody, then you know somebody that knows somebody. And I have been trying to connect with this TV station, the person that runs it, for many, many years. And long before the pandemic, and I was just engaging specifically on YouTube for our content, and it didn't work out well for me from the standpoint of I couldn't pay my bills off of YouTube. That's what I was trying to do, learning how to create content. So many other great content creators out there in the black social media, black YouTube. Followed most all of them, learned a lot from most all of them that I followed on there, and stuff that I still take to this day on how to be successful at your social media, gathering an audience, creating a funnel to what you got going on. Well, since that time, we had to, you know, we've, like I've previously stated, we created around three different businesses in 3 years, from 2019 to 21, and finally found our niche as far as a business that's gonna pay the bills and gonna allow us to help grow our other businesses. So now, kind of pivoting back to, you know, you look at our social media, and we don't post too often. You know, right now we're getting a good library of content, but we don't post every day because we trying to build our empire over here. I have multiple businesses going on. But I was just thinking just now how the average person, I don't think, understands how challenging it is to run a business, to create a business, to run a business, and then to try to incorporate other people in your business or to teach them how to grow a business of their own. Over the last 3-4 years, and I continue to learn, but over the last 3 years, we've built up to this point a pretty successful business and having a lot of fun with our social media, learning, continuously learning, that'll never stop, and also educating people as well with what we've learned. You know, people actually nowadays, it's been an amazing, amazing transition as I continue to grow in this business. And it's been interesting because, you know, at this point, I'm an award-winning entrepreneur. I've built successful businesses and continue to learn and grow how to operate in this space. Social media, creating content, is my passion. I really love it. And it's been interesting since business is growing and we're starting to do really well that people have actually started to come to me to ask for advice. You know, they reach out to me on various social media platforms. They reach out to me in person. They reach out to me through family members and friends to ask me, hey, advice. And it's been interesting because I have answers for them. At least I have opinions. I have suggestions for them. And of course, I'm doing all this to try to enjoy a better quality of life for myself and also to do this for my family. You know, most of us don't come from families that are affluent, particularly in the Black community. My family is no different than that. You know, as we migrated from down south on both my mother's and father's side of family, and one side of family went directly toward the East Coast, another part of my family went directly to the West Coast. And we've had to fight and scrap for everything that we get as a group. And so now, and I know a lot of you out there, especially if you're entrepreneurs, a lot of you are like probably first, second generation entrepreneurs and business people. Well, as I've continued to grow in this business, it's been amazing as I've been networking and learning how to network better from this legitimate business standpoint with other Black people that are in business, have been in business for a long time. I've met so many Black people and it makes me feel good to see other Black people that aren't first generation business families and entrepreneurs. I've met so many Black families that the idea of legitimate business has been passed down to them from their parents or their grandparents. And I can't tell you how good that makes me feel. And I get to learn from them. You know, Black women I've met who's running great businesses, and I'm learning from them. And how did you do it? And they tell me that, you know, the knowledge on how to run business was passed down to them from their parents and grandparents. And they never thought like a worker. They always thought like a business person. They've had jobs fresh out of high school and things of that nature to learn, you know, the best chiefs, they say, were the best Indians. So they've had jobs to learn how to work jobs. But they knew from the very beginning, I think our culture always wants to be bosses, but they knew they were going to be bosses and they had tutelage and guidance from birth on how to do that. They go get their college education, they come out and their family has their full support from their family to go start businesses. Whereas a lot of us come from families that just say, you know, hey, if you could just get a job, then we'll be proud of you, we'll be happy. Look, get up, get some education, at least get your high school diploma at the very least, and then go get a job, a good job that you could work at forever and retire. And a lot of us are raised like that. Now, in my family, that was a thought that was passed down to me the whole time, but I just was never one to really accept that. I'm not going to go into my own personal biography in this podcast, but I just have always thought that there should be something more out there for me. And I think it's not just me. I think a lot of us think that way. So what I really want to get into talking about right now is the challenge. It's very challenging to run a business, and people don't really see it for what it is. Particularly in like one of my businesses, which is a service-based business, people just think they don't understand the challenges. They don't understand that you make money, but you work hard. You make money, but you work very, very hard. You work every day. Except from the time you open your eyes to the time you close your eyes, weekends, holidays, all year round, it's really a lot of work. And like I like to say, depending on what your goals are, it's going to really be a lot of work, you know, because you get to a certain point where you could, I don't want to say settle, but you can kind of like stop really working hard to reach for more and just kind of like, you know, it's a balancing act to get more and to maintain what you have. You know, like in war, you may gain some ground, then there's going to be two steps to that. In that war, you're going to have to keep the ground you've gained and then go try to push further to gain more ground. It's a two-part battle. You know what I mean? And if you don't keep pushing forward in a lot of sense, then you may lose the ground you've gained. So you constantly have to go forward to try to build up some long-term security for yourself and your people. People think that in a lot of cases that, I don't know, they just don't really necessarily understand, like, unless you're a real entrepreneur putting in a lot of time, you understand the work that it takes. But I think a lot of people who just are kind of looking from the outside, they just think that you're doing well, or they just think that it's, they don't really respect and value money the way that you value money as an entrepreneur. If you have some resources, like, for instance, I'll give you an example. It's interesting how some people, when I talk to them, and they say, and you're trying to explain to them how your businesses kind of go, and you're like, look, as a business, when we charge clients for services, particularly as opposed to goods, you only get paid once a month. In a lot of cases, for the most part, if you have ongoing contracts or work that you do, you only get paid once a month. Like a school teacher, you have to balance that, those resources. And the second you say that, a lot of working people will say, oh, no, I can't do that. I need my check every 2 weeks, either every week or every 2 weeks, not understanding that you may get paid once a week or once every 2 weeks, but it's going to be less. You know, if you're working a job and you're working for other people, you're probably going to be getting a lot less. You're going to be doing more work, harder work, maybe not more work, but harder work. And in a lot of cases, more work. You usually kind of got to probably not work. You're probably not working from home. You're probably going to have to get out here in the elements. Rain, sleet, snow, sunny days, you got to be out here working. And you can't really call your own shot with the hours that you work. Your hours have been prescribed. Your schedule has been prescribed for you. And so you don't have that freedom to make a lot of different choices. You're given your life program in regards to getting those resources, as opposed to as an entrepreneur. Yes, you only get paid once a month in a lot of different type of businesses, particularly if you have contracts. They're usually not going to pay you bi-weekly on these contracts. You're usually going to get it once a month. However, you'll probably be able to set your own hours. You'll probably be able to say, I'm going to work this many hours a day. I'm going to work at this time of the day or this time of the night. I'm going to work on these days and not these days. You'll be able to call all those shots. And at the end of the month, you're probably going to get paid more than a worker. And there's no cap on what you can make. As a worker, there's probably going to be a cap. What you're going to get, a raise every 2 or 3 years, 50 cents, a dollar, a couple of dollars max. You know, and be grateful with that. Whereas opposed to if you're a business owner, you have the opportunity to go get, there's just no limit in what you can make as you go strive forward to get more and more contracts, and you're reaching for more. There's no limit to what you can get. Another point that's very interesting too, between entrepreneurs, I have other friends that I've met. If you guys aren't subscribed to Seven Circles is another YouTube channel that's out there. Jonathan, he's a great content creator, a friend of mine I met here at various business pop-ups and meetings years ago. But he has a great YouTube platform. It's called Seven Circles. You guys should go subscribe to it. He has very interesting information. Well, I met him, and we are both in the service-based industry as well as being content creators. What's interesting is this guy, in his service-based business, he doesn't necessarily have a bunch of contracts. He just kind of wings it at the end of the month. He doesn't know where the next dollar is coming from. So after he does one form of service business and gets paid, then he just kind of like, he deals with a lot of SEO. His SEO, he says, is really good. And he said he just prays at the end, you know, after one job is done, he prays that he gets there. His phone rings, and his phone always rings, and he gets contracts. People call for business based on him having a service-based business, and people go look for him on through like Google. You know, they say, hey, we're looking for this type of business. His business is at the top of the list in this certain area here in the Bay Area. So when the people are just putting in general keywords, if you guys know what I'm talking about, hey, I want these type of services, he's one of the first businesses that pops up. Boom, he gets phone calls. And that's great. Our business, one of our businesses, has the same exact thing. However, I don't like to wing it like that. I'd rather have contracts for ongoing work. So I know what I'm looking at the end of, not just at the end of this month, but for next month and throughout the year. I could pretty much see what's out there for me to get. It's already, we have contractual agreements, and while we have our workers working those jobs, bringing in that monthly revenue, I, as the owner, can then turn around myself and the sales team to go try to get more contracts, to get more. That's the way I like to operate. I feel more secure in that way. But I just brought that up because one way is not a one fit for all. Everybody can do things in a different ways that works for them. So that's the difference between the two of us. But I find it interesting how people that's not necessarily in the space of business, but they may want to get in the space, or they may not want to get in the space. You just may be talking to them like family members of mine and just kind of family members and friends, but they are just kind of like workers working jobs, and they don't really understand when you say, hey, there's a lot of money to be made out here in business. And they're like, well, I don't want to do it because I don't want to, obviously, besides the risk, and we have bills and responsibilities, and we don't really necessarily want to put that time in. You know, I could definitely relate. Like, I put a lot of time in to getting my first contract, and it's not really easy. And I've been fortunate to learn how to do that. And even if I started over right now, it wouldn't be easy to go get one contract that's gonna at least pay, do the bare minimum of pay for your lifestyle, pay at least for your rent or your mortgage, and then all the other things that's needed. Get enough money from a contract to pay for food, you know, transportation, and all those sorts of things. And then to get enough more money out there through your business to where you can hire workers. All that's a process, but I can tell you it's well worth it, but it is a process. So even trying to hire beginning sales associates and train people on how to be sales associates, or train other people how to do these certain things, friends and family alike, when they look at that, it looks extremely daunting, which I can relate, been there, and it looks like a lot of work. Everybody wants to be on the other side, but to do all that work is, they're like, you know, oof, you know, don't know if they really want to do that. And of course, if you've seen any success with that, then if you had to start over, if I had to start over, I definitely would be willing to put in all that time to go do it again, because I know what it looks like from the other side. You know, if I had to go back and just go work a regular job that's going to put a cap on my lifetime earnings, then to me that would be something I wouldn't want to face. I would not want to face that. I'd rather, because of what I've seen from this other side. And so that's just something I want to talk about that seems really interesting about business, is I can see how a lot of people don't really take that chance. Forget about the fact that, you know, for those who have gone into business and have had some misfortune, you know, some misfortune where they get sued or some other negativity that pushes them out of business, and they're just like, look, I don't want to try it again. I don't want to go back to that. I'd rather have some security, just get a job, pay my bills, and don't want to take that risk. Because it's a risk, you know, and I just think that's extremely interesting. That's an interesting type of perspective. It's an interesting lifestyle, and trying to convince people otherwise to try to get in business, stay in business, grow from business, let these days count by putting in the work, and eventually that work will pay off for you. It's hard to convince people of that. Or other people that may just come around and just think that the money's free flowing and there's no cap to the money that you have, the resources you have, not understanding. Look, these resources are, some of it's, you know, it's the business resources. The business could even pay the owner a check, but the business has expenses. It has to pay insurance, it has to pay employees, it has to pay all these, you know, if you're paying for bookkeeping, accounting, tax specialists, business advisors, whatever, just a bunch of different things, equipment for your business if it's service-based, products for your business if it's goods-based. Your business, if it's successful, it has expenses, lots and lots of them, you know, and so I think people don't necessarily really understand that. They don't really understand that. They just think that it's just the, they just see the good side. they don't really necessarily recognize the work. They don't really recognize the balance that one has to have. And so I find that interesting. You know, I find it interesting, just people's perspective on business that's never been involved in any type of successful business versus people that have had or currently have ongoing successful businesses. Their perspective and mindset and frame of thinking is totally different. It's literally like meeting two different types of groups of people. One that thinks workers, jobs, and one that thinks entrepreneur. It's literally a different type of individual that has been created from those two different mindsets. And I mean, literally, if you put both of those types of people in one room, you would see the differences. It'd be really stark differences between people that think workers and people that think entrepreneurialism and business. The conversations would be different. You put them two together to interact, it would just be different. But one thing about it is, I think the working class mindset, if they were in that same type of room, I think the entrepreneur business person would not, if they were in a room full of workers and or employees and business owners, the business owners would never change their thought process to engage and think worker. Ooh, I want to be like that. Ooh, I want to, how do you do that? But the working class would definitely be scooping up all of this knowledge from the business class and say, ooh, I want to do that. And they, and their minds would become more open, like, man, if I could just get to that side. I think, you know, so that is, it's that side of the room that our business owners would be influencing the working side of the people in the room more so than the working side of the room would be influencing the entrepreneur business side of the room to do what they do. So it just kind of lets me know that, you know, this is the side everybody wants to be on, as far as to be kind of running your own operations, to be able to have a little bit more say so in your destiny. I think a lot of people would prefer to be on that side. And one thing I know from having a lot of jobs myself is you can just kind of get beat down by jobs and just kind of, you know, just kind of go with the flow. And let me just keep my head above water. You just kind of try to keep your head above water. And you know, you're not really in your circles. There's not really going to be many business entrepreneurs. It's not going to, you know, like birds of a feather flock together. You're not going to really have many people in your inner circle as a worker that's really striving to do a lot of business. And if you did, then you would become less closed-minded to putting in that work to get your thing going. You know, you would definitely have more of an understanding of what it takes to run a business, not just the good side. They're making money. You would actually, you know, you're interacting with other entrepreneurs. On a consistent basis, you would hear some of those challenges. You would hear, nope, can't go with you guys this weekend to go do that. I got to work. On a Saturday? Oh, no. I'd rather just have a job and work Monday through Friday, fight through big city traffic on the way to a job, fight back through big city traffic on the way home. Got to go to sleep by 8 o'clock at night because I got to do it all again tomorrow. Whereas entrepreneurs have a little bit more say, not that they don't work hard, they just have a little bit more say-so in how they want to shape out their schedule and how they want to, and if you get some resources, the more resources as a business owner, you can revamp yourself to figure out what kind of business you want to have. Even if one business got you to the dance of being a successful entrepreneur, the resources will allow you to diversify your business portfolio and go do some other businesses if it doesn't fit your schedule. I had a meeting online with a company that was thinking about doing some things for one of my companies as far as what do they do? They do things like create labels for your business. They can set up your create schedules for your employees as far as they create training classes for your employees. This is another one of these digital platforms, you know, digital and online apparatuses is taking over the world right now, making it easier, making it easier for businesses to operate where they don't have to hire so many employees. And they're creating these online platforms, are creating a lot more systems and creating a lot more opportunities for people to stop getting jobs but go into entrepreneurialism. These online platforms are making it where a lot of jobs are being taken away due to what technology can do that the human used to be able to do. Well, I was talking to the owner or someone who worked at one of these platforms, and they were trying to sell my company on the services that their online digital company provides. And so after the lady gave me the spiel, Caucasian lady out in Utah, we were having a Zoom meeting when she was sharing her screen, showing all the things that her company can do for my company, one of my companies. And then she said, and so after the presentation, I asked her, well, so tell me something about you. Do you own the business? She said, no, I don't own the business. And she was an older lady. She said, no, I don't own the business. I just work for this business. However, I'm based in, I think she said, Utah. The business is based in some other state. She said her and her husband just sold during the pandemic. They sold. They had a pizza restaurant that they owned for many, many years, her and her husband, out in Utah, a pizza store. And they owned it. They had about three locations. They owned it for many years. She said, in essence, they were working their life away. You know, they weren't able to do a lot of stuff. They just work. And she said that once the pandemic hit, they were actually fortunate because a lot of people start ordering delivery, a lot of food delivery, and they just start making a lot of money because people weren't eating out as much. And they were just, I don't know, business was good for them. They were just doing a lot of deliveries to a lot of people's homes, and the businesses went really well. And she told her husband, she said before that, business wasn't necessarily going all that great, and it was keeping them working to try to keep those three stores open, but they were working all the time. And then when the pandemic happened and everybody started ordering food in, their business got booming really quick. And she told her husband, as they were getting older, hey, this is a good time for us to kind of get out the business. So they sold their three stores to another company. She said the other company's doing really well right now. And she said they took their money and pretty much, I don't know what she said they did with it. They stashed it, and now she's working for this other company, but she gets to choose her own hours. She doesn't have to work as hard as you do as an entrepreneur. And, you know, they have money put up, obviously, from selling their pizza franchise of three stores. And she just, now she works for this company, and she said it gives her a lot more freedom in her advanced age. And, you know, and she said, hey, you know, we were making decent money, but we were working ourselves to death in their pizza stores. And they would have good years, bad years, but they were really striving, looking for a way to kind of like, we can't do this forever. And they had the opportunity to, when the company books looked really good during like the 2020 shutdown, they said, look, we made a lot of money this year. Before things get back to the way it used to be, I guess in 2018-19, where things kind of slowed down, let's sell it now. And they sold it at a good rate and were able to move on to the next thing. I don't know if they own more businesses or what, but just talking to her just got me to thinking, like, hey, it is true, you do a lot of work as an entrepreneur, and there could be, depending on what you're doing, many ups and many downs. And you know, you're trying to reach a certain goal. Another friend of mine always gave me this one example I always revert to, especially now in this era of technology. You're trying to get to a point where your business is like a child or a baby. And my cousin, as a matter of fact, Big Cuz, our co-host, he was always telling me when I started this business, he said, hey, you know, he owned a car dealership. He said, with your business, you always got to burp the baby. It's like a baby. You got to burp it. You got to feed it. You got to constantly care for it every day, all day. You can't leave the baby by itself. And that's what like a new business is like. It's taking all your time. The goal is to get your business to grow up and be mature. So it can kind of, you can make basically passive income. You can get to a point of passive income, or where you can make money without constantly having to work all the time to get your business to be a mature business. That's the goal of everybody out there. You know, and so far we're being really fortunate where our businesses, you would call it from that standpoint, it's probably a teenager. We don't have to do everything. I don't have to do everything. You know, I can go to sleep and the business can, you know, money can be made 7 days a week, holidays, weekends, and every other day. And I don't necessarily have to be at work to make money, which I don't take that for granted. I'm very fortunate because of that. And a lot of work has been put in for that. And guess what? It could all go away tomorrow if I don't keep trying to move forward to get more and to keep this business, keep what I have, keep my current clients happy, and then at the same time go try to get some more clients. Because just keeping them happy, who knows? What if one of your clients run out of money or their business goes down? You lose money. So you need to constantly go and be forward thinking and advancing. You know what I mean? So what's the next play? Let's run the next play and let's succeed at the next play. Let's not use any ground. So, you know, you can never just kind of kick back and relax. You constantly have to be, you constantly have to be moving forward. So that's just kind of a thought process. And it's a way of thinking and working that it's hard to display. I think it's interesting because I guess anything that I'm interested in, and I think I'm not the only one, is how people are. You wonder why other people aren't interested in it. Especially trying to convince people, your loved ones, people that you love, to kind of engage in the same thing and say, like, I wish I would have had that. You know, and I did have mentors, good friends. That's the one of the first things that I would suggest anybody to do in business. Go get a mentor. That would be the first thing I would suggest people to do. Go and get a mentor. You know, and I was fortunate that even right now, when I go forward to go build up other businesses, I will always go find an expert in that field that I'm trying to enter while I'm brand new and I have very little knowledge. Go get someone else that is an expert and try to get them to mentor you. Go find a mentor. You know, that would make things a lot easier. That would save a lot of bumps and bruises. And that's just would always be what I would suggest and what I would do myself. So, but it's interesting trying to get friends and family and other loved ones to do the same thing, and it's like pulling teeth. They don't necessarily want to do that, and they say, hey, here's why I can't do it, because I got bills, because I got that. And it's like, hey, maybe you can't devote yourself to it full time, but maybe you can spend so many hours a week. And that seems to some people like it's doing time in prison or something like that. I don't want to do that time. And I'm like, don't you know that that's like planting a seed and letting a seed grow? Eventually, you know, you plant enough seeds and nurture enough seeds, and the seeds grow into, you know, like fruit, vegetables, and things like that. You won't have to go to the grocery store no more. Now you get to eat your own food, you get to save that money, and you get to eat a better quality of food. Guess what? That's going to take time, though, to plant those seeds and nurture those seeds and allow those seeds to grow and flourish. And people are like, you know what? I just stick with the grocery store. That's giving me food that's not as nourishable. I mean, using another analogy. And I find that interesting, that you don't want to sit, plant, and grow your own food, build your own thing. You know what I mean? I find that interesting. And I feel like I just try to change that mindset with my loved ones. You know, and of course I'm like, hey, and plus you have my, 100% support. So I just think it's very, very easy to just tap out and just kind of like put a cap on what you can do in life. You know, and I think it's more exciting, invigorating, keep you young forever, to stay trying to move forward, to stay trying to create, build things. You know, again, back to the AM Dynasty podcast, AM Dynasty on YouTube, Patreon, and all the several platforms that we're on. I've taken a break from that platform a lot over the last few years, and that was one of the first businesses that I really, I've had businesses in the past, but this is the first one in the last 10 years that I've been trying to grow and groom and pivoted to another business. But this is always the one that I'm most passionate about, what I'm doing right now, talking to you guys, sharing my opinions, hearing your feedback through emails, and hearing your feedback through the comment section as far as what you guys think. this is kind of like my passion, where we go back and we're back going back and forth, sharing information, what you've learned, what you think about what I'm saying. This is kind of like creating this type of content that hopefully can help someone else out there. This is kind of my passion, you know. So it's just always interesting to me how people's perspective to kind of just grow and build something is, it gets, it can get, you know, people can kind of like tap out and be like, I don't have no more energy for that. And even myself, like I said, over the last few years, it's a stop and go type thing. And it's a stop and go thing because, I mean, hey, I understand when somebody say, look, I got bills. I got a certain lifestyle that I need to maintain, a roof over my head, good food. I have to support my family. I totally get it. I absolutely 100% get it, you know, but that's why I say, look, then maybe you can't go in on it full time right now, but you could probably spend a little time every day or a little, so many hours a week trying to grow your own platform. Eventually, you know, it could grow to take care of you. And so that's kind of a mindset I want to put out there for people to never give up. Stay trying to push and to kind of see if you can grow and build your own thing. Think of what you want. You could ask anybody, what would you like to do? And no one's going to say nothing. No one's going to say, I don't know. They may say, I don't know if it'll be this, or what could you do if you could do anything? Everyone's going to have an answer. Some people may say, look, man, I'd rather stay. I have my dream job and be happy with that. That's fine, too. That's perfectly fine, too. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying that it'll be an overwhelming majority that would say they want to do their own thing. They want to run their own thing. They want to be the driver in this car of life, not a passenger. That's what I'm trying to say from a standpoint of they want to be a business owner, or they want to engage. Even if they say I would do what I'm doing now, engage in the business I'm engaging in, but I would do it different. If it were my business, or even if it is my business, if I get the ability, I like to change it over and do some things greater. So a lot of people would want to engage in having control of their life in that way. And so the message I'm putting out there is just to keep working on that. Stay working on that. Don't give up on that. That's kind of what I'm saying. Hey, you got to have some heart for the fight. You got to have some heart for the fight and make sure you pick your battles wisely. Pick your battles wisely. And, nothing that you really want is going to be easy, you know. And if it was easy, it probably was something that you'll take, but you don't really, really want it. It's not the height of what you can get, what you want to get. Whenever somebody puts in a lot of hard work, the benefits are sweet. Very, very sweet. Sweet without the diabetes. It is extremely sweet. Sweet, sweet benefits. And I think what makes it sweet is the work that you put in. You know, and then no one can take that experience from you. Any good, especially in athletics, athletes know that very well. Athletes know that very well, and not just athletes, but I'm just using that as an example. When you put in a lot of hard work, students and academics, they know that very well. You put in a lot of hard work and you ace a test, you feel really great. You feel different than people that cheated. Even if they did pass the test, they may feel good, but you'll feel great because you acquired knowledge along the way, knowledge that no one can take away from you. So I just want to kind of put that out there for all of you. We just kind of talking. We're talking about, I guess, entrepreneur, business, mindset, go-getter mindset, the go-getter mindset. And that's just kind of what we're talking about, in this, especially in this entrepreneurial space. You know, and I know people engaged in business know it very well, especially from our community. And, you know, and just human beings, when you run a business and you just engaging with people, and people are either just can look at to see like, hey, and it's funny because not too many people will want to help you build something, but they would gladly help spend the fruits, they would gladly spend the fruits of your labor. They would gladly take that money, and they'll gladly help you spend your money, but no one really wants to help you build. Not no one, but less people want to help you build, but everybody wants to help you spend your money once you built it. And everybody want to engage, and a lot of people want to engage in something that you built and eat off of it. But I think it's a great feeling to build something that can help families and other people out there. I think that's a wonderful thing when you can build something that can help people in a positive way, when you can help families feed themselves and have jobs and have opportunities. You know, I think that that's absolutely great. I think that's absolutely wonderful. I think it's great when other people come up to you and say, hey, man, I'm engaged in the same type of business you're in. Do you got any tips for me? And you're like, yeah, I hear. And you give somebody a whole bunch of tips that can help their business. Because that's what happened with me. You know, when I started my service-based business, and I reached out and I started calling a bunch of companies during the stay-at-home shutdown pandemic, and there were a lot of people that hung up. And I said, hey, you guys got any extra money or clients out there that you can service? You're not in my area. I'm in this area. If you get any phone calls for services in this area, maybe you could refer them to my company. A lot of people hung up in my face, and there were a couple of other people that didn't hang up in my face. I'm in the Bay Area. I called in L.A. I thought I was calling a company in my area. Couldn't find out I was calling a company that was based in L.A. Latin guy answered the phone, and I said, hey, if you got any contracts out there you don't need, anybody calling you for work that you can't handle, call my business and refer us. Let us have the work. And the guy was like, well, okay, where are you? I'm in the Bay Area. He's like, oh, man, we're in Los Angeles. And I was like, oh, man, we don't get any phone calls for work in your area. But if we do, you know, we'll let you know. And I said, man, sorry, I'm just starting out. I'm trying to figure it out, how to get my first contract that can pay my bills. You know, not just these small contracts, but something that can, where I can actually not have to work a job, but I could actually start letting my business support me full time. And he said, man, he's like, I can't help you there. But if you want to get some information how I did it, go pull up a chair, grab an ink, pen, and paper, and I'm going to give you some information. He said, because I don't mind giving back. That really is something I'll never forget. After you get hung up on in your face multiple times, people don't want to waste the time. It's interesting. And so I put up pencil and paper, and he would start giving me all kind of tips and advice. Try to do this. Try to do that. Don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that. He said, you follow these things, you know, over the course of some time, you know, 10 years or so, you'll be just like me with your feet kicked up on the desk all day. And all you doing is writing out your employees' payroll. And I was like, man, sound like rich people problems to me. But I really appreciated him for sharing that, taking time out of his day to give back and share that information with me. He was also talking about how he and his workers, they do community service, and they do community service, you know, as a way to, he had a organized effort to give back to the community, and as well as getting profit, he was giving back. And so things like that, it kind of stuck with me. I can definitely relate, obviously coming from my community and, you know, the Black community, and my own personal family has done a lot of giving back to the community. You know, I think that's our basic nature. And it's a good part of the nature. I think that's very important. And I want to always be a part of that. I've always been a part of that. And I want to continue to be a part of that, especially the more opportunities and good fortune I have. I definitely want to, I look at giving back as my form of tithe to the community to give back. Because, you know, opportunities was given. Giving back is what assisted me. So that's just kind of how we do this thing full circle. And so, yeah, so, you know, I just want to put some information out there that could help other people. I want to make sure that you guys out there are getting inspired, staying inspired to continue growing as people, as entrepreneurs, as forward-thinking and acting people. I want to make sure that I want to at least offer my experience and hopefully putting it out here in cyberspace, it can help somebody. I want to share what I've learned and what I continue to learn. I want to put that out there so that now or in the future, it can help somebody. So this is just some information I'm thinking. It's where I'm at right now, Sunday morning. I'm at the house, and I'm just going to get ready to get kind of started working for the day here. It's going to be an easy Sunday morning. But, you know, it just kind of dawned on me to kind of do a podcast today and put some information out there, because I was just thinking today how it's interesting how people don't necessarily, people that's not in business, it's almost like they just don't get it. They don't really see it. They don't look at money as, you know, in the same way. They don't look at money and resources in the same way as other business people and entrepreneurs. They don't look at business in the same way. Talking to a lot of people that's like, you know, that's something I would want. Oh, I really want to do that. Well, I wanted to do this, start this business, start that. Well, do it. And one thing I definitely do get is when you go to work all day, you fight through traffic in the morning. You get to your job, you work that for however many hours, 8 hours. You fight back through traffic in the evening to get home. Who has time to go try to work on a business? And even if you say, well, on the weekends, it takes about a weekend to recover from all that hard work. So it becomes mental trying to, quote, pick yourself up by your bootstraps and go build something, you know, unless you really have a passion for it. And once again, for myself, I was fortunate, you know, and like I said, I've been inspired by a lot of different people, particularly people in the social media space, on how to do it, what to do, how to do, and actually pushed in a certain way to kind of like enter this space. So the good thing is that I was doing it during the stay-at-home shelter. So I had all day, all night to be able to kind of learn things and experiment. So I definitely understand for most people, now that society is all the way back home open and people are working, I more than anybody can get it. As far as it's hard to keep up that energy to be able to, especially if you have a family, children that need your time on weekends, evenings, and things of that nature. But even then, I still want to inspire you to build your own. You know, I think even like with religious groups, the Nation of Islam, I think the Moors, and all these other groups of black people, communities that are big on do for yourself, work for yourself. You know, those are the type of things that have inspired me as well, because you get to see a community of black people that aren't necessarily from the standard college-educated black family that are big on doing for self. You know, so that's something that have always inspired me to, I love that. I love that. Do for yourself, and no matter what, you know, if you go to any black community out there, you'll see, well, you used to be able to see, you know, where I'm at now in Oakland. Oakland is not the way it used to be. It's not an overwhelming amount of black people out here like it used to be growing up, but it'd be black people, you know, selling all kinds of stuff that were, you know, helping the community, but they would be trying to start their own businesses and having just all kinds of, black people are just kind of natural entrepreneurs. So if you go to any, you go to Atlanta right now, it'd be little kids on the side of the freeway trying to sell water and stuff like that. So I just don't want people to get beat down by bills and responsibilities where it just kills your creative energy. You know, especially if you're out here in society and you don't have the support to stay creative, forward thinking, and to keep the energy and up to keep building. I want people to stay in that mind state, particularly in our community, to stay wanting to build and grow your own thing, to network with each other. And that's another thing. Besides looking for a mentor, networking is huge. Networking with other entrepreneurs in business and, especially people that look like you coming from our community, that's something that's going to probably be important. That's going to probably be important if you want to stay inspired to keep growing, learning, and having support for you while you try to build up your own business entrepreneurial platform. To go network with other people that look like you, like, oh, this is what all communities do. That's something that'll keep your inspiration high, your motivation high to keep going. So also put that in the mix too. You know, if you're already in that space, then incorporate that. And if you're already in the space of working to try to build your own thing, incorporate that into your game plan as well. So with that, we're going to wrap it up here with this podcast. I appreciate you for joining us for another AM Dynasty, the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on all of our audio platforms out there. We're on around 10 audio platforms in the social media space for AM Dynasty, the podcast. That's Apple Radio, Spotify, Google Radio, and just so many more. We're all over the place on AM Dynasty, our audio platforms. Don't forget to check us out on AM Dynasty on YouTube, the visual medium. We create a lot of interesting content there on YouTube, Patreon, and several other platforms. We're also on TikTok and Likee and Fanbase. We're all over the place. Go subscribe to AM Dynasty. Like the video. And also look out for us on, we're going to be on another TV platform here really soon. So we want you guys to check us out there. And we're going to be creating a lot more new content. So yeah, stay on the lookout for AM Dynasty. And we're going to keep it going with AM Dynasty, the podcast. Big Cuz and I, we're going to probably be dropping more content at the very least every Thursday in the AM, every Thursday morning in the AM. And hopefully you guys just continue to be inspired, like it, enjoy it, and stay building your business. Whatever you do, stay building your business, all right? So thanks for joining us again on AM Dynasty, the podcast. Peace. We'll catch you on the next one.